Freedom Pioneers of Africa.
It is the time of the day for Freedom Pioneers of Africa. And we all know this is episode 4. The series Freedom Pioneers of Africa is where local community change makers meet with global connectors. In all the episodes, the global connector is Bianca Pretorius, is the global connector that we are talking about here, to see how we can shift Africa's big thoughts into great opportunities. The future of Africa is often regarded in a strangely unimaginative and pessimistic way. Yet Africa today is full of diversity, economic potential, and innovative development. That's why Freedom Pioneers of Africa has been brought to you, so that you as the community yourselves can also bring out the pioneers in our local community, which is Kidmanswap or the whole Haras region as one. Send a voice note through with the person that you have chosen as your pioneer and tell us what that person is doing in your community for them to be the pioneer. We will play the clip later on in the show as well. So today we will be hearing from a true African pioneer, a female entrepreneur who has invested in turning trash into treasure. Work it out, Dono.
Trash into treasure, that link by interessant.
By turning waste products into fashion products, she is preserving the environment and solving a problem by making money out of something no one wants. Just a little bit of interesting information and statistics related to trash. Approximately 280,000 tons of solid waste today remains uncollected in Malawi cities each year. The four main cities in Malawi, Lilongwe, Blantyre, Zomba, and Muzuzu, have populations around 1.5 million people and generate more than 1,000 tons of solid waste every day. The municipalities are battling to deal with the mountain of waste. They do not have systems to manage it, and public awareness of how to manage waste is also low. The problem is getting worse as the population continues to grow. More and more people have to move to the cities and the middle class grows. Uncollected waste in Malawi is usually dealt with in one of the two ways: being dumped, fly tipped, or burned. Many Malawians have large rubbish pits outside their homes and routinely burn built up waste. This includes plastic and other toxic materials, consequently releasing greenhouse gases and causing higher levels of respiratory illnesses. Waste which is not burnt is dumped in local areas, in rivers, water systems, or farming land, or thrown out of windows of moving cars. Waste buildup in water systems attracts vermin and presents a huge health, safety, and environmental risk to Malawians. The poorly managed waste situations in Malawi contributes to several disease outbreaks and environmental consequences. Cholera and flooding among those. This means there is opportunity to innovate and improve conditions. And that's where trash came from. Pioneer of today is Gertrude Langa.
Freedom Pioneers of Africa.
I created Trashin because I noticed that there was a big waste problem in my country. And me being an artist, I was like, what if I can fuse the two, recycling and art, so that I can actually bring change to my community. My name is Gertrude Gugumlanga. I am from Lilongwe, Malawi, and I am a Freedom Pioneer of Africa.
Freedom Pioneers of Africa.
As a child, I had artistic freedom, like in my home. So I would say that my passions of today, they were mostly influenced by my art freedom that I had when I was a kid. The environment for me was one of the biggest ways which I knew that I could actually change the society. So with my artisticness, I actually fused in that with the environment to actually create trash. And from there, the story has been great. The worst problem in Malawi, it is bad. The environment is getting bad because even when you walk around town, you get to see the dustbins full and spilling over, and they can stay there for even 3 days or even more without anything else happening to it. So I was having coffee with a friend of mine. So on this day, what was actually happening was that there was a lawsuit happening in my country, in Malawi, against the ban of thin plastics. So what actually happened was, because these corporates have money, so they managed to actually get an injunction from an injunction against the lawsuit. So it meant that the use of thin plastics was still happening. So we were actually just angry and talking back and forth against this use of thin plastics and realizing that it's actually bringing more harm to the environment. We started talking like, so what can we do, you know, as us being the David and them being the Goliath, how can we actually help our environment against this use of thin plastics? So we started talking, and then we started talking about recycling, because we realized that the least that we could do is just to recycle the plastic and bring it back into the community for the community to be using it for another purpose, instead of the blue, or instead of the thin plastic just to be littered around and destroying the community. So that's where the idea of recycling and infusing art and fashion came in. And that's how Trashon was born. We actually go in different markets around the city, collecting different kinds of trash from paper, plastic, glass. So after we've collected, we go into our workshop where we assort all the collected trash. We clean it. From cleaning, then we get to distribute it into our different artists that are available. And we get to design what kind of product that needs to be made. And from there, then we produce from production, then the final product is made, and voila. One of the biggest lessons that I've learned with Trashon is perseverance, to persevere in each and every storm, because there are so many people that will not understand your passion or what you want to achieve, because it might be a new idea that they've never heard of. But to keep on persevering, to keep on being stubborn, like they used to call me a stubborn person because I kept standing on my ideas. So for me, one of the biggest things was to keep on persevering, even if there's nobody else that is going to help, but always find ways on how you can push your passion and your goal. And I think that's, for me, that has been the biggest thing that I've learned when I established Trashon. Our bigger goal as Trashon is in 5 years, we want to create over 1,000 jobs here in Malawi. And how we think we can achieve that is by creating biodigesters in each and every community. Because we want to reduce the waste problem here in Malawi. And at the same time, having the digesters means that there is going to be a lot of employment that can be created from the digesters, and other problems also to be solved.
Freedom Pioneers of Africa.
Yo samala zinyalala kabina zinthu zoonika kuti zopanda pake. Nchito imene mukuyona kuti mwina ikhale yopita patsogolo ngati mukuona kuti eya chifukwa chiyani. Ngatiso mukaikira kuti mwina ayi chifukwa so chiyani. Ndiye tsiku la lero takonza ndi Tudongo Solo kuti Gertrude akumane ndi Global Connector watu amene ali Bianca Pretorius amene ali ndi Tuka Tswiri amene amazindikira kuti kodi chinthu ichi tingachiyipitise bwanji patsogolo makamakaso nkhani za makono amazindikira nditu amene ndikadaulo nkhani zimenezi. Ndiye tiyeni tione kuti mwina Bianca achite motani kapena anenepo chiyani pa masomphenya a Gertrude kuti masomphenya amenewa apitisidwe patsogolo.
Freedom Pioneers of Africa.
Hi, this is Bianca Pretorius. I'm calling from Berlin, Germany. Hi, Gertrude. I saw your business Trashon and I was very excited about it. So am I right in thinking that you have communities that go around neighborhoods and actually pick up the trash from the streets and turn it into fashion and art and products? Is that correct?
Yes, that's basically what we do. Mostly it's markets, because markets that I hear are mostly infested with waste. So what we do is we go clean. First of all, we clean the market, and then we collect the trash that we have cleaned up. And then from there, we transport them to our workshop and get them sorted out. And then we produce them into different products.
So when I saw your idea, I thought, wow, this could really change the relationship that people have to waste as well as to fashion. And if people could look at the same waste and see, we could turn this into products, into fashion, then it can be an economic force. So can you tell us about the process, how we are turning these resources from the street into products and things that people can buy?
With plastic, we either boil it or we can burn it with fire. For example, if we're making beads, that means we have to burn it so that we shrink it into 10 little pellets that or the mold that we want them to be in, and then we can create whatever piece that we want to create.
Interesting. Let me challenge you here, because I thought the following. The market industry is so big, and at the moment it is changing, because globally, basically every industry has to face the fact that the industry is not sustainable. So there's a big pressure on, especially fashion, to become more sustainable. So I see the potential of if you shift the market from only our market is niche for people who appreciate waste in art to the market of we manipulate the waste in a way that people don't even recognize it's waste anymore. How do you see that shift, that you would go to the bigger market so that we don't need them to appreciate waste, to appreciate good fashion? What do you think?
Well, it's actually a good idea. It's actually great. I mean, we have other products that are like that, but other products, yes, you can see that this is a recycled product, but other products, they are like that, and people get to appreciate them. Like, for example, when we're making, a purse, because we infuse cardboard and fabric, so the end product, a person cannot know that what the shape of it, the mold of that purse is actually made out of cardboard. So the end product is actually really, really beautiful. And they're like, oh, wow, how let me buy this. But initially, it's just a recycled product.
So I'm thinking how we can brainstorm maybe ways to expand trash as a market. Have you ever reached out to fashion influencers from other sustainable products? I know there's a few companies that, I don't know, for example, turn manure and waste from farmers into fashion. So have you partnered yet with different productions of creating fabric, textile, and turning waste into something so that we can expand your product offering?
At the moment, no, but we have researched a couple. Here in Malawi, we don't have any person or any company or any fashion influencers that are actually doing that.
So when people listen to this today and they know other companies that create products from trash, they should reach out to you. So basically the takeaways could be, for everybody listening, waste is a problem that all of us see all the time. And the one people that also are very interested to solve that problem is government and local authorities. So try to partner with those authorities who want the waste to be away anyway, and they might actually help you to build your business, because you say you both work on the same solution for the problem. Another idea could be, like, you know, fashion and all those products is visual, so people want to see it, and this is where they create the crave for your products. So Instagram could be a perfect platform, because all the eco movement globally is already on Instagram anyway, and so you can find people who believe in your brand and ambassadors for your brand on this movement on Instagram and TikTok easily. From a model of how this could scale, think about the potential of trash and being, oh, right now I go and I toss my waste somewhere in the street or in the waste bin. I go there anyway. So why don't we have little boxes everywhere that I put my plastic, instead of on the street, instead of just the normal general waste, into like the trash and treasure box. And then you have a much easier way to actually get it out. And I feel I already contributed to not wasting around my environment. And that leads me back to the local governments, because what they also really want to have is not only get rid of the waste, but know where is the waste in the first place. So there is no data existing about where it's messy, where it's not messy. So your company, by having these, I call them trash and treasure boxes, could also collect the data of where is the waste more and less of a problem so that they can have a map internally of where to help to solve this. I hope this is happening. Thank you so much for talking to me, Gertrude. It's been a pleasure. I can't wait to for you to create this empire of trash and goo-goo.
Thank you very much.
Freedom Pioneers of Africa.
Hello?
Sambona.
Yebo.
Kunjani, ma'am?
Ngiyaphila.
Siyaphila. Umambani sikhuluma naye.
Ukhuluma noZinhle Ndwandwe.
Zinhle Ndwandwe, kuphi nendawo?
Kwabheka umthetho.
Hawu, ungakhona la nongoma?
Yebo.
Okay, uready ukulala nathi namhlanje?
Yebo, ready.
Okay, mina umbuzo wokuqala, yini oyicabangayo ngale nto okuthiwa i-trashin, i-fashion ekhandwe ngodothi? Ucabangani wena ngayo nje?
Ngicabanga ukuthi into enhle lokuthi ukuthi kuyenzeka ukuthi imiphakathi namadolobha ethu ahlale e-clean, ehlanzekile.
Wena Zinhle nje ungasigqoka iskipa noma isikete esikhandwe ngesigubhu noma ngoplastiki noma ngekhathoni, ungasigqoka mhlawumbe iskipa, ishethi tefana nale, futhi kungani ungasigqoka?
Ngiyagqoka okhandwe ngoplastiki, ngibona ukufashion kuhle ngoba oplastiki banemibalabala ehlukene, so kungenza kube umhlobisi omuhle kube kufashion.
Sekuthiwa nje umshado wakho ugqoke ingubo yaplastiki. Sekuba nomlilo, ngiyabona. Lungileke. Namuzo esithathu Zinhle, ucabanga ukuthi leli bhizinisi lokuqoqwa kukadoti lwenziwe iy'mpahla zokugqoka kungaba ibhizinisi nje impela elingahlali isikhathi eside, kungani futhi ucabanga kanjalo?
Yebo, ngaba ngoba ama-products lokhu le nto kwenziwa okhanda ngafashion engabe kwenziwa ngayo impahla isebenzisa insuku zonke futhi ekwazi ukuthi iphinde isebenze njengoba esichazisibhalanga ukuthi iyakwazi ukuleka.
Shuthi ngamanye amazwi chaza ukuthi udoti nje yohlezi ukhona, angeke kwenzeke kuthi udoti awukho,
yohlezi ukhona udoti.
Cabangani-ke ngezokurecyclwa ukuthi na udoti usukhona, asingawulahla singawushisi kodwa siwuthathe siphinde siwuguqule ube enye into, ungabusaba udoti. Uma ubuka nje lapho endaweni yabheka umthetho, into efana naleyo ingafika isebenze noma ningakwazi ukuyenza noma vele niyayenza?
Ingasebenza ukuthi le mekhaya asinazo indawo esingathi uma siyarecycle udoti sizise kuye sikwazi ukuthi sithole mhlampe amasenti.
Wakithi.
Okay.
No Lungelo. Ayikho esingenza spindle kuyena because ubuke besenza nayo.
Yebo khona.
Oh, siyabonga ke Zinhla. Siqhubekeke ntokazi. Ubusachaza ukuthi ni aninazi indawo eningakwazi ukuthi ni recycle kuzona kabheka umthetho ingakho lento ningayenzi,
yebo, asinazi indawo noma idolobheni lethu kwaNongoma. Ama recycling company lapho khona udoti osubona emphakathini mo plastic ama cardboard alahliwe siwase khona sizuze mhlawumbe ama sentana.
Kodwa athi kubuze nayo nje umbuzo akusiwona umbuzo ozokwinisa, umbuzo nje engiwubuzayo ngenxa yempendulo yakho. Ikuphi okungcono ukuthi ufike nodoti usuphethe, mhlampe ngiyasho nje singenza isibonelo kamasipala na udoti kabheka umthetho sesesuqoqile, ikuphi mhlampe nini beningasisiza ngakho mhlampe ukusixhumanisa nabantu abangawurecycle idey fani nalezo? Cabanga ukuthi angeke kuze kusebenze lokho ukuthi niqale ngakho ukuqoqa kunokuthi nilindele iy'nkampani bani ukuthi iziphi enzo recycle ngazo?
Yebo, kungasebenza uma singahlangana njengabantu abasha sikwenze lokho.
Okay.
Manje mina ngingedwa ngiqale ngiyenze kanjalo.
Ake sithi uzinhleke useuqoqile amaphepha ama-cardboard, yini ongayikhanda engaba i-fashion uyikhandela umphakathi wangakini? Kwenza isibonelo mhlawumbe nangumathini usewuqoqile udoti avele akhande umjezi webhola akhandele umphakathi wangakubo, wena yini ongayikhanda engaba i-fashion uyenzele umphakathi wangakini? Uyikhanda ngawo udoti?
Angicabanga njengamanje, angikhula ngikubona kwenza ngisho ogogo. Uplastiki lawo awuplastiki ngingabaqoqa mhlampe ngiyogogo thizeni okwazi ukwenza amacansi, khona amacansi ayiwa ngoplastiki. Which is ungaba ukhapheli.
Awubakithi?
Yebo, so ngoplastiki ngihambe ngiyogogo thizeni okwazi ukuluka amacansi oplastiki angifundise ngiwaluke, ngizuze ngihambe uma kunemona amakhethi lakwaNongoma ngiyodayisa.
Hello. Mauka Bunch. Who am I talking to?
Isaac Shong.
Isaac Shong, I'm talking to you. Okay, Mr. Isaac, I'm sure mwenzo iko onka programu. Ten so tiangani. Isaac Shonga, so what are your thoughts on Trashion? Okay, great. So, Mungavali imwe vintu very recycled. For example, cha recycle, bapanga panga, bafutenga mvovala. Can you wear such? And if they were to use it for even art, bapanga che any artwork, can you use? Why?
Ni art form. Ni art.
Sidot. Mwiva alati choka kudoti.
Ano?
Nati mwiva alati ni vichoka kuma doti.
Yeah, it can be an art shade, designer art, but specific for art, so you can wear.
Nanga vovala mungavale?
Vovala vatukira kudoti. Sungavale vovala vatukira kudoti. But art shade for designing ni art.
Vacha recycle.
Cha recycle.
Some gavali still.
Yeah, but I recycle, you put them out on your own, don't you?
Okay. So, do you think trash on this same process, do you think is it sustainable business venture? Much to understand? Why do you say so? Why am I vomit?
Because you won't get a vintu. The more a business end up possible.
Okay. What are your thoughts on recycling waste as an art form for your local community? Okay. If you had to create a fashion or arts business for a community, what would it be? A business banje mungapange? Va fashion or va ma art business?
Va ma art business? Okay, dishes, plastic, plastic form, you can make.
Okay. What are the innovation gaps in your community? Vemona ta. Kuli problem ya so, but then, chechinga chitike, so like, ma gaps ya limo mcommunity mwanu, mwachita understand ni kambi semo buni.
Ati?
What are the innovation gaps in your community? Like innovation, vevi lacking ako mcommunity mwanu. And okay. Vinvabu ma gaps, okay, ma understanding like, the knowledge gap, maybe when it comes to innovation, or the innovation gaps, ma gaps buwanja ni mcommunity.
Yes.
Okay. So, Manji, since you've said machineries, can you think of something that your community needs that should be invented to help with a problem in your community? Since Mwagamba ni machine, but can you think of something that your community needs that should be invented to help with a problem? Chintu chewanga late, chewa something new, chewanga bocha introduced, chechinga pangi woko.
Anibambi?
Monga, one, you can tell us one.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Alrighty. Sicela indlela imidlalo yemoya lemibili la Sifiso wakangwenya le. Sikhuluma kakhulu mayila na nekusentshitiswa kwethu indvule bese tilahliwe ukuze tendi wet info mhlawumbe le tishana noma ke imibukiso yakamuva ifashion. Uke waliva le gama lelithe fashion. Ithini imicabango yakho ngalo lo gama lelo? NgesiNgisi sengukuhlatiyela ke noma ngikulandzela yona ke na umuntu ngesiNgisi. What are your thoughts on fashion?
I'm going to go to the environment.
Me basically being involved in metal work, I would say Redesign Limited, because I would like to redesign more a lot of metal work that I've seen in my community into something new and maybe advertise it in the art gallery or so.
Okay, talking about metal, ne, ek wil net vra, wat het type goed kan ek uit metal maak? Like hier ronde bol goede of like wat kan jy vir my ook maak?
It depends. It's the down of. I mean, as jy 'n stok mannetjie wil hê, ja, metal mannetjie, figuur, ja. Jy kan alles doen. Jy kan a lot of things met molded metal maak. Alles. I mean, from designing frames or houses to laying down a metal foundation for a lot of things.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming through. Medvi Pradigno.
You're talking to Kevin.
Kevin.
Yes.
Kevin, do you have a surname?
Charles.
Charles.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much for coming through, Kevin.
Freedom Pioneers of Africa.